Good morning, everybody, and thank you so much for listening. I just wanted to do a podcast on something that I have been wanting to for a while. It's just talking about, during your self-discovery journey and transformation, you tend to go through different stages. Everyone is different, but for me and women that are now close to me and that I call friends, who have gone through a marriage breakdown caused from infidelity, I've noticed we all went through a stage of escaping and distraction. I've been wanting to talk about this because this is a stage that I feel most regretful about, as when I think back to this time, I completely devalued myself for too long and disrespected myself, and wonder now in the headspace I'm in how and why I did this. It too just shows me how much I have grown and how I want to keep growing. I feel empowered and stronger and want others to feel the same. But how and why I did this? A few questions come to mind. At the age of 30, I was with one person for half my life. That's 15 years. Someone I gave everything to and would do anything for, and completely lost myself and who I was. I remember not feeling like I could live, like I couldn't go on without him. And when saying that to a close friend, they told me, he doesn't define me. I can live without him. And I have to go on for my children. And they were absolutely right. I believe anyone who goes through this stage is completely broken. They are so easily persuaded to go on that date or for that drink, because it makes you feel excited for that moment. If they kiss you or you sleep with them, you feel sexy and wanted for that moment. I recently listened to a podcast by Jay Shetty on breakups and heartbreak. And he mentions that during a study found that the most common breakup reasons, 22% was from cheating. That's 1/5 of people go through a breakup because of cheating. I believe cheating is the most definitely the hardest. Why? Because it's the most unexpected. It's unseen, and it leaves the hardest dent on our self-worth and confidence. There were other reasons for breakups, lost interest, distance, and other experiences. But after someone cheats on you, and especially after being married to them, or spending, 10 plus years with that one person, you feel destroyed. Your confidence crumbles and you lose absolute faith in yourself. One thing I have found through my transformation, and Jay Shetty says, someone leaving you does not define your self-worth. That's why it's called self-worth. How true is that? If you want to pause and go back and listen to that, write it down and say it as an affirmation each day if you need to. I'll say it again. Someone leaving you does not define your self-worth. That's why it's called self-worth. He also says, never undervalue yourself. Your value doesn't decrease by someone's inability to see your worth. Now, during this time, I did seek help. I saw a counsellor. You go to a GP and they do a mental health plan. So I seeked help how I thought was the right way. I should have spent more time on myself and spent more time with myself, because it's taken a long time to enjoy my own company. I was always needing to be around someone. And that is why I went through the distraction and avoidance stage. I wasn't really healing. You're just distracting yourself, and it's a short-term mechanism. For me, after the broken stage of not having any appetite, no energy, no will to get out of bed, and just no power to go on really, this next stage of escaping for me, when I didn't have the kids, I couldn't be on my own. It meant drinking, going out, online dating. It was feeling a sense of freedom, feeling carefree. I know now when I look back, I made spontaneous decisions. And don't get me wrong, I was very social. So to look at me, I looked like a ball of energy. I looked like I was always having fun. And I was at that time. Don't get me wrong. I enjoyed talking to guys online and feeling like they were interested in me, as that feeling felt a lot better than feeling not good enough and so broken and unloved. In the settings on the apps, in the preferences, I would put the ages from 23 to 31. At that time, I was only 30. So that was only 1 year above my age. I was seeking younger company, nothing serious, just young, fun. It uplifted my spirits. I remember my mum saying that this was me acting out as I was with my ex-husband since a young age. I never got to live the teenage years like other people. Maybe she was right. I believe the length of the time that you are committed to someone, that one person reflects the escaping stage after the breakdown. So for example, I was with someone for 15 years. In that 15 years of love and commitment, thinking that you'll grow old with that person meant that the level that I acted out and seeked attention, the wrong attention, for that length of time. My reason for wanting to share with you this information is because if someone's listening to this and my other podcasts, and it can change your mindset before you make mistakes you'll later regret, or if you were fresh out of a heartbreak and you can skip the escaping and distracting stage, then you will feel so much better about yourself once you have healed from this pain. I still have some healing to do, I know that. But my mindset is a lot better than it was a few years ago, a lot better than it was a year ago. So my advice to you, heal. Be stronger every day without someone validating you. Practice self-love and self-care and don't feel guilty about it. And enjoy your own company. Thank you so much for listening. I hope that you got something out of this. And please go back and listen again if you need to. Please share my episode and listen to the other episodes. And please have a beautiful, beautiful day and stay blissful. Thank you so much.